I'm with Gemma Tumulty from the TUC, who's organised the Save Our NHS rally today. Gemma, this has been a great success. How many people are present and how many people are watching online, from what you know?
We packed it out and it can hold about 2,100 people, and outside waiting at one present moment there were at least 500 people wanting to get in. We probably could have filled it twice over. And online, thousands have viewed it. We'll be able to give more figures once we've looked at them, but this was a really, really popular event, and it just shows us the feeling that there is out there about our National Health Service.
There's been a whole range of speakers this evening from a range of backgrounds. Who's stood out for you?
Straight away, I'd say Clive Peadle, the oncologist who ran from Nye Bevan's statue in Cardiff to the Department of Health. But mainly because I've never seen a speaker come on stage and do two laps of the stage before starting to speak. And he just gave a really, really storming speech. But what was interesting to me was the paramedic who got up and said how he wasn't necessarily political. He was a member of a union, but nothing's ever politically engaged him before. And then this bill has made him want to fight for the NHS, not just for him and his colleagues, but for his children, for the future. And that, for me, was a really serious message about why we're doing this today.
Now, you've talked about how there's a huge range of people here today, from Durham to Bristol, from all over the UK. There's still 2 weeks to go, at least, until this bill potentially becomes law. What are the practical things that you think people can be doing now after this rally?
Go back into your constituencies and raise some hell about this. Do some street stall actions, go and see your MP, write to your MP, adopt a Lord, keep talking about this, keep campaigning on this issue, keep trying to bend as many ears as you can to make them vote against this or support some of the amendments. You can find out what those are and what those actions are on Going to Work, which is www.goingtowork.org.uk, and you will find a whole range of actions that you can do after this rally to make sure that we keep the political pressure up on our politicians and in the House of Lords.
What do you think will happen if this bill goes through and if the coalition MPs continue to ignore all of the advice they've been given? What price do you think they will pay?
Well, I think what people will be doing up and down the country is making sure that they know that the price that they will pay will be at the ballot box.
Brilliant. Thank you so much for all your help and support. Thank you, Gemma Tumulty.
Thank you.